Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited to be here with you tonight for Faith for Family at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday night. We do this. We're here talking about faith, talking about family and God's desire for what he created, this good thing that he created. You know, Faith for Family, what we're about here is bringing family into kingdom lifestyle through God's word in power and in demonstration. We want to promote healing and deliverance for your family life. I believe that family is a gift of God. To get us to the perpetual blessing. I don't believe that God created family for anything but to bless us. And a lot of times we are walking around living beneath our privileges. We are not walking into the family blessing, into the family inheritance that God designed for man, because we're making the wrong decisions. So it's important tonight. Our topic tonight is hindsight is 2020. We are still in our series about that life. And I'm, again, excited to be here with you tonight to share what the Spirit of the Lord has given me that I believe is going to absolutely change your life, change your perspective on some things about the family. So let's get into prayer really quickly and get right into the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for this time that you've called us to this place, for the Word that you're going to speak to us regarding our lives, regarding our futures. We thank you that you are God that has good thoughts about us. And the thoughts that you have about us are more innumerable than can be counted, and they're all good thoughts. You've got a plan for your creation, and Father, we want to dynamically walk into your purpose, the purpose of God for our life, that we might actualize the promises of God and all of the blessing of the Lord that makes us rich and adds no sorrow. We thank you tonight for this word, and we thank you that we're going to get everything that we need from your heart to our ears tonight. In the name of the Lord, we thank you and give you glory, honor, and praise. Let me jump right in here. Tonight, again, our topic is hindsight is 2020. And such a funny thing, as I was asking the Holy Spirit what to talk about tonight, my mother and I were sitting and we were talking, and she mentioned something, and I thought it was so pertinent to something that should be discussed tonight. And the Holy Spirit just began to kind of expand on that as we were talking. And one of the things that she mentioned this evening was the fact that, you know, how as younger people, we don't hear what people are saying to us. You know, it's not just a young or an old thing, but younger people particularly have this issue. But it's a lot of people that are of age who refuse to listen to anybody. They refuse to hear. And so because we refuse to hear, we keep walking into the same errors and walking in the same error that creates a lot of different situations and a lot of different negative outcomes. And so I began to think about what my mom was saying, and the phrase came to my mind, hindsight is 2020. Well, if you're of any age, you understand that phrase very well. Hindsight is 2020 just simply means that looking back on the thing, I see what I couldn't see before. I have 2020 vision. I have clarity. I am very acute in my information basis and my foundation. Right now, I've got everything I need. If I had to do this all over again, I would have made better decisions. I would have done this differently. And I tell people that all the time. You know, some people say, I would have never changed. If I could go back, I wouldn't change a thing. The devil is a lie. If I could go back, this whole thing would be changed around. I promise you. I love my family. I love my children. I love everybody that I'm connected to and everybody that God has blessed me to have. He's blessed me with these children. They're a gift from God. My grandchildren are a gift from God. But if I had to do it all over again, I would do it a whole lot differently. Are you hearing me? I would do it a whole lot differently. So tonight I want to share this with you, and I'm praying that you're able to hear me, because one of my intercessors is texting me if there's a show tonight. So I know I'm on the air. Hallelujah. And I know I heard music playing. So let's just go ahead and continue. I think she will figure out that I am absolutely on here tonight. So I want to start here with hindsight is 2020. We talked about what that means. But the thing that came to my mind, there were a lot of things that came to my mind, by the way, but I only have 30 minutes, so I'm going to share as much as I can in this 30-minute block. First Chronicles 2020 came to my mind, and that word there says, believe on the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. This is really important because I believe that anything that God desires us to walk into, anything that he's desiring for us to do, he's already given us the information to do it, to realize the information or seek out the information. We go in blind, and then we're wondering why we're getting the results we're getting. I believe that God has established information stations. I believe that he's established ways for us to know things. And if we disconnect ourselves from the source, if we disconnect ourselves from who he is and all that he's called us to, then we won't find that information and we'll perish for lack of knowledge. Okay? So I'm saying this because I think it's important that belief is a foundation for how you see. What you believe is a foundation for what you're going to see. And what you believe will cause you to thrive and it'll keep you alive. What you believe has the potential to cause you to thrive and keep you alive. And to the contrary, the things that you don't, you know, take heed to, the Bible declares that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. These things are written that ye may know. There are a lot of things that are spoken over and over again, like take heed to yourself, behold. You know, all of these different words, they are words that cause us to pay attention and to be very attentive to a thing, both in our eyesight and in our ears, to have acuteness in those areas and to take the time. A lot of times we just don't take the time. You know, some of the things that got past me, it wasn't because I didn't see them. It's because I just didn't take the time to examine it closer. It was around me and lining up this thing that I was getting ready to get myself into with the things that were happening around me instead of saying, you know what, this may be happening around me, but this thing that I'm looking at is detrimental as well, and so I need to make some decisions based on the information that I actually have, that I actually possess, because it can save my life. And so it's important that we understand this. There's a word from the Lord. There's a word from Yah that's going to hasten your success in this hour. One of the words is that you observe to do a thing, and we've been talking about this a lot over the weeks, even on Torah Today, which is tomorrow, by the way, at noon, so meet us here. But observing to do a thing, and what you observe, you're going to eventually do. What you observe, you'll do, and it's going to create, your observance creates your appetites, and your appetites create your habits, and your habits create strongholds, and you can have good strongholds or bad strongholds. You can have good appetites or bad appetites. You can have good habits or you can have bad habits. But what you're gonna do with how what you're observing is what's going to impact and affect what you're going to do and what the outcomes are going to be in your life. So I believe that this word is important for your life in this season. I believe that this is absolutely imperative that you understand. The scripture talks about over and over again, these things are written that ye may know. And what I love is how throughout the entire word of God, there are so many examples. And the Bible does tell us that things are written for our examples. There are things that are written for our examples of what not to do. And then there are things that are written for our examples of what to do. I love 1 Timothy 3:16. It says all scripture is given by God, is God breathed. And it's profitable. Listen to this word. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Are you hearing me? For instruction in righteousness. Are you listening to me? This is invaluable. It's profitable. And I think a lot of times we're not understanding that God desires us to profit. He desires us to benefit. And so that's what the information, the knowledge of God is about. That's what the information that's in this word of God is all about. And so it's important that we understand when we look at 1 Timothy 3:16, it says all scripture is God-breathed. We know what happens when God breathes. You know, in the beginning, he breathes into man's nostrils the breath of life. So everything that he breathes in, that he breathes on, it's impacted by his breath. It's animated by his breath. And so this animation that comes from this breathed word of God is going to either bring dynamic correction, is going to bring profitability, is going to bring instruction in righteousness, is going to bring reproof, which means it's going to absolutely bring us to a place where we see the proof of the word of God. You know, I love it because over and over, these things that are written, they are our proof that this is how this thing works. You know, the children of Israel are an example of what not to do, but how many times in the scripture did the word of God declare that he was telling them, if you do this, then this is going to happen? How many times in your life did you recognize that if I do this, this is going to be the outcome? If I release this, then this is what I'm going to get back. And even knowing all of that, you know, even knowing all of that, you still went on ahead and did that thing as if there were going to be no consequences. Everything has a response. Everything you do is a seed. Everything is going to get a response, is going to have a reaction. There's going to be something that comes out of the things that you do, the things that you release from yourself. Because of how you were created in the image and likeness of God, it's important that you understand that what you release, it's a God release because it's a deposit that he made. It's an ability that he gave. And when you release a thing, you have to understand that when that release happens, there's something that's going to come of that. The words that we speak, when they are released, there is something that that word is going after. You know, the Bible declares that the Father is always, he's always dealing with our words, but the adversary is also dealing with our words. He's also dealing with our words. The Bible declares this, that when the angel of the Lord showed up for Daniel, Daniel had been praying, you know, and the angel of the Lord shows up and he says, listen, you were heard from the beginning. The word that you spoke from the beginning, I came to bring the answer. I have come for your words. He said, God heard you the first day and was sending the answer, but I had an issue. I had to get through here because I was having a war in the heavenlies. This word of the Lord was being held up. I believe that there's a place in God. There's a place in God that you can get an answer swiftly, where there's a quickness of a word of God. A lot of times we are, as individuals, waiting to hear from God, quote unquote. We're waiting on a response, quote unquote. But the reality is, where you're positioned, what are you observing? Where are you and what are you doing? Because what you're observing to do can quite possibly be putting you in a place where you're unable to really operate on the in the dimension that you need to operate on, operate in the frequency that you need to operate on. Remember, when God comes back in the garden, he's meeting Adam there in the garden every day to have conversations with his man. And as he comes into that garden that day, he says, Adam, where are you? What is he asking him about? He's asking him, where are you? Why aren't you where we usually meet up? Why aren't you available to me right now? Because he's observed to do something different. And the moment he observed to do this thing that the serpent persuaded Eve about, the woman about, the womb of the man about, then they were on something else. He observed to do a thing, and there was an outcome for that. It put him in the wrong place. So I am encouraging you tonight that even as you take this word, that you begin to dissect this thing and begin to feast on this thing as it pertains to your prayer life, because I believe that we're in an uncommon season of prayer, an uncommon season of hearing the word of the Lord, an uncommon season where things are being unveiled. Listen, there have been many seasons before now, and I want to get back to hindsight being 2020, because there are some things that those that wrote the prophetic words of God in the scripture were here. They could look back and say, okay, I get it now. But because they didn't have the clarity, they were the type and shadow. They didn't have the clarity that now God is giving to us. There's some unveiling. There's some things that are being unfolded. So now we can say in hindsight, after reading the word of God, that we got a clarity here. We understand. One of the reasons why I want to share this word, my mother and I were talking about this, is because when you refuse to hear a thing, when you refuse to pay attention to the words that are coming to you to better you, to expand you, then that's a problem. I had a family member whom my mother was talking to just last night. She had mentioned a thing to him, and she said, this is what you need to do. And they kind of brushed her off, like, you know, get out of here, you know, whatever, it's all good. But then they got somewhere today, and when they got where they were going, the very thing that she told them last night, how she told them to function and to operate, they began to do the very opposite of what she spoke to them last night. And today it cost them something. Because they refuse to do, they refuse to hear. So hindsight is 2020. In hindsight, this person can recognize that if I had to listen, then I would have been able to be on another in another place. If I had to listen, then I would have moved from this place that I'm in and gone to the next dimension in my life. I would have gone to the next place and accomplished something. But because I refuse to hear, I'm still stuck right here. There's no graduation when you don't get the lesson. Class is still in session. So I want you to understand that. I believe tonight, I'm going to share this because these things have been on my heart and my mind too, so I'm just going to incorporate them into this word tonight. Like I said, if I had to do it all over again, I absolutely would. And I truly understand in hindsight why the Bible tells us to do things a specific way. You know, if anybody on this line tonight, and I'm going to go to what I was getting ready to say, is single on this line tonight, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to encourage your young people. I want to encourage you to encourage your children. Teach your children the Word of God. Teach them what the Word means. And if you don't absolutely understand all that's going on, but you have a desire and a yearning to understand the Scripture, you need to get yourself and your family in front of people that hear from God. You need to hear the word of the Lord so that you can hear the practicality of the word of God for your life. Because this book that we're talking about tonight, if I said, you know, Bible, because the reality is that nobody is really teaching true kingdom principles, true kingdom family principles, which is why so many of us got so messed up. Because even though they were teaching Bible verses, they were teaching Bible stories and all of that, they were not teaching true biblical kingdom principles. If I said, when I say the word Bible, I'm not using that word there as a religious term, because when we start saying Bible, you automatically go to religion. But there's a difference between religion and relationship. There's a difference between kingdom and church. One thing brings you into a place to get you to work out, you know, learn all of the motions of a thing. That's what I'm trying to say tonight, to learn all of the motions of the thing. But kingdom and ecclesia is the called out ones. It brings you out of a place and begins to train you to go out and to bring others into the way that you've come out of. Are you listening to the way that you've been called into? I'm sorry. The way that you've been called into is to continue to perpetuate the kingdom principles of God, the impact, the influence of God in the earth. That's what God is desiring to do. So hindsight is absolutely 20/20. And I believe that you've been approved for your next dimension, for your now dimension. You've been approved. I believe that God has given you complete access. It's been granted to you in this season, granted access to the things of God, to the mind of God, to the heart of God. God is granting you this place in this season so that you might know some things, so that you might know some things, so that you don't go in a thing that you're not certain of, so that you're not running off of your emotions. It's important that you understand and that you recognize that God desires you to know something. That's why the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to give you insight, to give you revelation, to search the deep things of God so that you have an understanding of where God is, what's on his heart, what's on his mind. Are you listening to me? So that you can function from the place of knowing, not just from the place of, I kind of feel this way. There's some things going on in my life in this season that I absolutely know. There's some things that I absolutely know. It's not even based on a feeling. It's just I absolutely know this, and I absolutely know it by the Spirit of God. There's no question about it. I have some things that are going on within me, but that's a natural thing because of where I've already been and what I've already seen. Are you hearing me? Even as it pertains to ministry, there's some dynamic things that God is doing in this season, but God is doing this thing, and I don't want to have to look back and say, you know what, in hindsight. No. I just want to hear what the word of the Lord is regarding the matters that God is bringing to my attention, the things that he wants me to see in this season. What is it that I'm looking at, and what, you know, what is this thing? I got to name this thing like Adam named the animals. I got to name what I'm looking at. I got to name what's before me. I got to name these situations something. And so as I'm looking into this awesome word of God, I understand in this season that the things that have been written before us were written for our learning. And it's imperative that we get the lessons. You know, so many people overlook the word of God. You know, you're not reading. You're not, if you don't understand it, just read it. I'm telling you. If you begin to read the word of God, you've given the Holy Spirit something to work with. He doesn't have anything to work with if there's nothing in you. You understand what I'm saying? If the radio's not plugged up, it can't pick up a signal. It's not picking up a signal unplugged. It needs to be plugged in order for the signal to be available to get to a station. Are you listening to me? So reading the word of God is imperative. You know, these things happen to them as examples and were written down as instructions. 1 Corinthians 10:11, go read that. Things that were that happened to other people. Like, for instance, I can share a whole bunch of stories of my personal life that happened to me. Are you hearing me? This is what the kingdom is about, being able to share our examples, you know, the things that God brought us out of, the things that he delivered us from. You know, I may not be able to tell you my entire story. Everybody may not know my entire story. That may not be for everybody to know. But I can walk out what God has brought me out of. You can see me exude that in my walk. You can see that that presence of God in whoever God has delivered. You can see that on them, and you'll hunger after that. You'll want that. You'll desire that. And what I love about the Word of God is that there are examples that are able to say things like, "Follow me." You know, Paul said that. He said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." I love the Master. He said, "Follow me and I'll make you." But the whole point of following a thing is to be made a thing. You don't want to be in hindsight in this season. You want to be in God's sight in this season. You want to have vision in this season, the vision of an eagle. You want to have keen eyesight in this season to see what God is saying in this hour. It's imperative for you because it's what's going to take you to the dimensions that God is calling you to. You know, every time God was speaking to one of his sons or his servants, he would say, "Come up here." When he would begin to talk about that, "Come up here," he talked to that about John. He talked to that about Ezekiel. He talked that way to lots of his children, and when he would say that, "Come up here," or "Come over here," or "Come in to here," he's saying, "Listen, I want to bring you closer to me because your proximity is going to matter for the promise that I'm making to you. Your proximity is going to matter for how you carry out this thing. I need you to be close so you can hear me well, so that you can walk forward, and that you understand that there are things that were written for our example, you know, and our instruction. It was written down. You know, Genesis 11 is a perfect example, and I believe where we are in the body and where we are in family. I want to get back to what I was getting ready to say about me and my mom's conversation. We were talking about family today and how the unity of other nations and other cultures happens and how they benefit and how they walk into their inheritance, how they're able to create wealth because they're able to get along. They're able to come together, work together. They're all living in the same house. It doesn't matter that they're stacked on top of each other. They're not arguing. They're not fighting because they are in a place and they all know the place that they're going in. I mean, think about this. Genesis chapter 11. Everybody that knows me knows that's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. One of my most favorite chapters in Genesis is Genesis 11. Why? Because these people understood the power of unity. They understood the power of unity, you know, and they understood that as they were coming together, they all had the same heart, the same mind. They were all on one accord. They were with one accord. Are you listening to me? And because of that, there was an imagination. There was an action of an image that could not be stopped in them. I want you to understand, if you can hear what God is saying in this season, if you will allow God's people to speak to you, if you will believe him and allow God to establish you, see, belief of who God is comes from hearing his word, comes from seeing his work, his handiwork. And when you begin to believe him, he establishes you. And then when you believe all of the things that he speaks through other people that you perceive as the word of God, you begin to latch onto that thing and believe that thing, then that's when the prosperity and the profitability rolls in. You know, people talk about when you start a business, you don't get profit. You know, the kingdom of God is the kingdom business. It's the only business I know that you can get profit as soon as you walk in the door. Now, I've started some businesses where I got right away. I'm not going to say that that doesn't exist, but it's a certainty that when you do kingdom business, you can walk into it. It's a turnkey operation. That's all I'm trying to tell you. The kingdom of God, doing business the kingdom way, is a turnkey operation. Everything is already provided. Are you hearing me? Everything you need is already provided. It's turnkey. You know what I'm saying? You've already got tenants. So, you know, the money's already going to be rolling in. The profitability is already there. All you have to do is be able to hear what God is saying. And if you're able to hear him, then you'll be able to receive everything that he has for you. I'm really excited about the fact that there are so many things that I have learned, so many things that I have experienced. It's a lot that I could say tonight about my experiences, you know, just relationally alone. My relational experience alone is just amazing. If I wanted to tell you something about hindsight tonight from my personal life, I'm going to be very personal right now. If I had to say something about hindsight tonight concerning my personal life, I would say this, that it is imperative that no matter where you go, fellowship with other believers, but that you have a personal relationship and that you also make sure that the connections that you have are God connections, that they're divine connections. I'm not just talking about you just walking off and picking a church and walking off and picking people to connect to. I'm talking about you need divine connections because that matters, you know. And as much as I was brought up in a culture of different
churches. You know, I saw everything, and I understand dynamically today why God took me to all of those places so that I could see the inner workings of religion and how all of that worked and what everybody believed. And, you know, I understand that today, why he showed me that, why he took me there. But the thing about it is that when you're not being taught, you may see a lot of things in operation, but when you're not taught what that is, you don't really have a clarity about those things. I had a lot of gifts that I had no clarity about. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're dealing with gifts and you don't have clarity, the first thing you need to do is seek. You need to get the information concerning the thing that you're dealing with. Get the information. If you're having dreams on a regular basis and you're seeing visions and you're seeing these different, you need to connect with somebody. If you don't understand it, you need to connect with somebody that does understand that. You need to seek that out. You need to seek that out because it's important that you understand who you are. The enemy is always, this is his whole reason for doing what he does. He wants to keep you out of the identity of who you are. He wants to keep you away from your true identity, because as long as you're not walking in your true identity, you'll be attaching yourself to any and everything. As long as you're not walking in your true identity, you won't understand your purpose, and anything will just connect to you because you're not allowing things to connect to you based on your purpose. See, if I understood my purpose completely in another hour, there are people that I would have never allowed to connect to me. There are people that I would have researched a little longer. I would have held back a little bit longer. I would not have given myself to situations. I would have not yielded because I would have noticed that those red flags and those signals and signs and stuff that I saw, that that was really important and that those things were going to be a hindrance in my life. Are you hearing me? So, I mean, hindsight is 2020. It absolutely is. But I want to share this with you tonight. You don't have to walk in hindsight today. You'll have some hindsight about the things that you've already experienced. But going forward, we don't have to do it this way. You don't have to do what's, you know, continue to walk in the way that you feel like is right in your own eyes. Do the things that you feel like are right to yourself. You can walk in truth. And when you walk in truth, you're walking in freedom. And I promise you, you're going to make good decisions when you're being led of the Holy Ghost, because he leads us into all truth. I promise you he does. Yeah, he leads us into all truth. And I'm excited about the truth in this season. I'm excited about the truth. I have not found people like the people that God has called to enter into my life in this season. It's like, where have you been all my life, for real? You know, people that believe like I believe, you know what I know. That's amazing. And can sharpen me. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing to me. I'm excited about life. I really am. I'm excited about what God is doing for his people. I'm excited about the direction that he's taking us in. And, Father, we just give you praise as we close the broadcast today, this hindsight being 2020. We just give you praise, Father, for giving us 2020 up front in this season. We don't have to keep doing this hindsight thing. Hindsight is our testimony today. It's our history today. But our future is clarity. Our future is accuracy. Our future is the eyes of eagles, that we see things afar off. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight for the place that you are taking us to in this season. We're not fumbling around in the darkness today, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for your word tonight. We give you praise for your word. We love you so much. We love you so much, Father. We love you so much. And we thank you for who you are and all that you've done. I love you, people of God. Listen, if you need to get in contact with me, kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. I'm excited for those of you that are joining the prayer line. Join us every morning, 712-770-8014. The access code is 112-604. 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be letting you know some more things that are going to happen with intercession in this season. We love you so much, and we're looking forward to hearing you on one of our upcoming broadcasts and talking with you on some of the Facebook and Periscope. God bless you.